So I've got Andrew with me this morning, who's
Hello.
helping me lead the service, and you're very welcome. This is the it's either Epiphany 5 or it's the second Sunday before Lent. Very few Sundays before Lent this year because Easter's so early. So I hope you've got your orders of service in front of you. O Lord, open our lips.
And
And
our
our
mouth
mouth shall
shall
proclaim
proclaim
your
your praise.
praise. Your light springs up for the righteous,
And
and all
all the
the peoples
peoples
have
have seen
seen
your
your
glory.
glory. O be joyful in the Lord, all the earth. Serve the Lord with gladness, and come before his presence with a song. Know that the Lord is God. It is he that has made us, and we are his. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him and bless his name. For the Lord is gracious, his steadfast love is everlasting, and his faithfulness endures from generation to generation. Glory
Glory to
to
the
the
Father,
Father, and
and to
to
the
the Son,
Son,
and
and
to
to
the
the Holy
Holy Spirit.
Spirit,
As
as
it
it was
was
in
in
the
the beginning,
beginning,
is
is
now,
now,
and
and shall
shall be
be forever.
forever. Amen.
Amen.
The night has passed, and the day lies open before us. Let us pray with one heart and mind. As we rejoice in the gift of this new day, so may the light of your presence, O God, set our hearts on fire with love for you, now and forever. Amen.
Amen.
Loving God, ever present, ever faithful, we come to you on this new day with our sorrows and our joys, with our hopes and our failures. Where we have lost our way, show us a new path. Where we have lost our sense of your presence, touch our hearts. And where we have forgotten those in need, nudge our spirits, that we may serve those around us with a lightness of touch and a depth of compassion that reflects your loving concern for all. Amen.
Amen.
And our psalm today is Psalm 147, and we begin by saying the refrain together.
Great
Great
is
is
our
our Lord
Lord and
and
mighty
mighty
in
in power.
power.
Alleluia. How good it is to make music for our God. How joyful to honor him with praise. The Lord builds up Jerusalem and gathers together the outcasts of Israel. He heals the brokenhearted and binds up all their wounds.
Great
Great
is
is
the
our God
Lord,
and
mighty
mighty
in
in power.
power.
He counts the number of the stars and calls them all by their names. Great is our Lord and mighty in power. His wisdom is beyond all telling. The Lord lifts up the poor, but casts down the wicked to the ground. Great
Great
is
is our
our Lord
Lord
and
and mighty
mighty
in
in power.
power.
Sing to the Lord with thanksgiving. Make music to our God upon the lyre, who covers the heavens with clouds and prepares rain for the earth, who makes grass to grow upon the mountains and green plants to serve our needs.
Great
Great
is
is
our
our Lord
Lord and
and
mighty
mighty
in
in
power.
power. He gives the beasts their food and the young ravens when they cry. He takes no pleasure in the power of a horse, no delight in human strength. But the Lord delights in those who fear him, who put their trust in his steadfast love. Great
Great is
is our
our Lord
Lord
and
and
mighty
mighty
in
in
power.
power. Compassionate God, as you know each star you have created, so you know the secrets of every heart. In your loving mercy, bring to your table all who are fearful and broken, all who are wounded and needy, that our hungers may be satisfied in the city of your peace, through Christ, who is our peace. Glory
Glory
to
to
the
the Father,
Father, and to
and to
the
the
Son,
Son,
and
and
to
to
the
the
Holy
Holy
Spirit,
Spirit,
as
as
it
it was
was in
in
the
the
beginning,
beginning,
is
is
now,
now,
and
and
shall
shall
be
be forever.
forever. Amen.
Amen. Our first reading is from Isaiah chapter 40, beginning at verse 21. Do you not know? Have you not heard? Has it not been told to you from the beginning? Have you not understood since the earth was founded? He sits enthroned above the circle of the earth, and its peoples are like. He stretches out the heavens like a canopy and spreads them out like a tent to live in. He brings princes to naught and reduces the rulers of the world to nothing. No sooner are they planted, no sooner are they sown, no sooner do they take root in the ground than he blows on them and they wither, and a whirlwind sweeps them away like chaff. To whom will you compare me, or who is my equal, says the Holy One? Lift up your eyes and look to the heavens. Who created all these? He who brings out the starry host one by one and calls forth each of them by name, because of his great power and mighty strength, not one of them is missing. Why do you complain, Jacob? Why do you say, Israel, my way is hidden from the Lord, my cause is disregarded by my God? Do you not know? Have you not heard? The Lord is the everlasting God, the creator of the ends of the earth. He will not grow tired or weary, and his understanding no one can fathom. He gives strength to the weary and increases the power of the weak. Even youths grow tired and weary, and young men stumble and fall, but those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not be faint. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. And our canticle this morning is the Song of the Three. Bless the Lord, all you works of the Lord.
Sing his praise and exalt him forever.
Bless the Lord, you heavens.
Sing his praise and exalt him forever.
Bless the Lord, you angels of the Lord.
Sing his praise and exalt him forever.
Bless the Lord, all people on earth.
Sing his praise and exalt him forever.
O people of God, bless the Lord.
Sing his praise and exalt him forever.
Bless the Lord, you priests of the Lord.
Sing his praise and exalt him forever.
Bless the Lord, you servants of the Lord.
Sing his praise and exalt him forever.
Bless the Lord, all you of upright spirit.
Bless the Lord, you that are holy and humble in heart.
Bless the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Sing his praise and exalt him forever.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son,
and to the Holy Spirit,
as it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be forever. Amen.
Our second reading comes from the Gospel of Mark. As soon as they left the synagogue, they went with James and John to the home of Simon and Andrew. Simon's mother-in-law was in bed with a fever, and they immediately told Jesus about her. So he went to her, took her hand, and helped her up. The fever left her, and she began to wait on them. That evening after sunset, the people brought to Jesus all the sick and demon-possessed. The whole town gathered at the door, and Jesus healed many who had various diseases. He also drove out many demons, but he'd not let the demons speak because they knew who he was. Very early in the morning, while it was still dark, Jesus got up, left the house, and went off to a solitary place where he prayed. Simon and his companions went to look for him, and when they found him, they exclaimed, "Everyone is looking for you." Jesus replied, "Let us go somewhere else, to the nearby villages, so I can preach there also. That is why I have come." So he travelled throughout Galilee, preaching in their synagogues and driving out demons. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. One of the courses I remember enjoying the most at my time at Trinity College was examining the importance of asking really good questions. The sort of questions that make you sit up and think. The sort of questions which expand your vision and your understanding. The sort of questions that travel with you throughout the day and sadly, sometimes throughout the night. Just the sort of questions that appear in our Old Testament passage from Isaiah this morning. And I hope, like me, you think that that Old Testament passage from Isaiah and also our psalm contains some wonderful words and truths. For half a century, the people of Judah had lived in exile. After the horror of the Babylonian war, defeat, and capture, the prophet Jeremiah told them to make a life for themselves in their new surroundings, which they had done. This is what the Lord of Heaven's armies, the God of Israel, says to the captives he has exiled to Babylon from Jerusalem. Build homes and plan to stay. Plant gardens and eat the food they produce. Marry and have children. Then find spouses for them so that you may have many grandchildren. Multiply. Do not dwindle away. And work for the peace and prosperity of the city where I sent you into exile. Pray to the Lord for it, for its welfare will determine your welfare. And the exiles had done exactly what God had asked. In other words, although they were captives and in exile, Jeremiah was telling God's people not to abandon themselves to despair or wait around to be rescued and returned to Jerusalem anytime soon. The exiled Judeans are called to carry on living and to make productive contributions to the place they now live, rather than pining for their homeland. In seeking the prosperity and well-being of their city, and indeed even their enemy captors, they could still honour and serve God. The prophecy further promises that when they do so, then when you call upon me, I will hear you. The prophetic pronouncement of Jeremiah in the letter also encourages that God has not abandoned them entirely. For I know the plans I have for you, says Yahweh, to give you a future and a hope. How do we cope when life is difficult and circumstances conspire against us? My first reaction is to pray an emergency 999 prayer and ask to be airlifted out. I want the cavalry to come. But in the midst of difficult circumstances, sometimes the call of God is to dig in and find ways to thrive rather than waiting for a change in our current situation. Sometimes when we do that, we experience the presence of God in a new way, and we see his presence with us. We understand that he has not abandoned us. As the psalmist says, Psalm 46, verse 1, God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in times of trouble. But the Judeans weren't feeling it. They had done what God had asked, and now they felt abandoned, disregarded, and alone in the world. They had made a new life for themselves in their exiled surroundings, but it just wasn't home. A new prophet had come on the scene, Isaiah, although there were probably three Isaiahs. Isaiah was telling the people to lift their eyes and to look. Something extraordinary was about to happen. Even though God's people were tired and weary and cannot begin to imagine what a new future might look like, the prophet Isaiah proclaims that God's power will make a new future a reality. When I look at the state of our world, our nation, and my own life, it is difficult to think about a bright new future. Life on an international, local, and personal scale looks bleak. As I contemplate the future, I realise that it is easy to think of it as being only an uphill, challenging struggle, whereas a few months ago, the future seemed to signal adventure and excitement. But Isaiah challenges the people as they look with trepidation towards the future. How is it that they fail to recognize God's creative power? Isaiah asks. If you look, it's impossible to miss it. Haven't you heard? Don't you understand? Are you deaf to the words of God, the words he gave before the world began? Are you so ignorant? God sits above the circle of the earth. The people below seem like grasshoppers to him. He spreads out the heavens like a curtain and makes his tent from them. He judges the great people of the world and brings them all to nothing. They hardly get started, barely taking root, when he blows on them and they wither. The wind carries them off like chaff. This piece of poetry is packed full of powerful images. The first image is of God sitting on top of a dome that is over all the earth. This is the Hebrew picture of the cosmos. The dome, as the Israelites would have imagined it, acted as a solid boundary to protect the earth from the waters of chaos, as described in Genesis chapter 1. In ancient thinking, windows would open in the heavens to let the rainwater in, and then close when the rains were over. Below the dome, the comings and goings of the inhabitants of the world went about their business, like grasshoppers, with God watching everything from above. This is a picture of God, the creator of the world. This is a picture of God who sees everything. This is a picture of God who sets life-giving boundaries. It's a picture of God who brings order out of chaos and keeps the waters of chaos at bay. The second image is in verse 22. The Lord spreads out the heavens like a curtain and makes his tent from them. The metaphor of stretching out the heavens like a tent would have been a familiar one. In ancient times, it would have been part of daily life to stretch out animal skins or goat's hair cloth over and around poles to create a tent. This is an image of God creating and preparing a home. Having a home, being at home, is a picture that resonates with every culture and every generation. God makes a home for us and all his creatures. God protects and provides. Jesus is God incarnate, who, as the message translates, was the Word. The Word became flesh and blood and moved into the neighborhood. God chose to make his home among us and with us, to share life with us. And thirdly, God even has power over nothingness. He judges the great peoples of the world and brings them all to nothing, says verse 23. Just as in the beginning there was nothing, God spoke into the nothingness, the formless void, and his voice ushered new creation. When there is nothing, if we let him, God can and will fill that void with something new. When we feel that emptiness, God can and will fill it with something creative. Creation is not a one-time act, but it is an ongoing, life-sustaining, and life-giving constant. The Creator cannot stop creating. Creation and bringing forth the new is in his nature. The Lord God Almighty is the creator of all. And then in verses 28 to 30, Isaiah tells the people to look for the future. God recreates and he strengthens. Have you never heard? Have you never understood? The Lord is the everlasting God, the creator of all the earth. He never grows weak or weary. No one can measure the depths of his understanding. He gives power to the weak and strength to the powerless. Even youths will become weak and tired, and young men will fall in exhaustion. But those who trust in the Lord will find new strength. They will soar high on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not faint. At the time of our reading in the history of the Israelites, God was preparing to bring his people home. They cannot imagine how that will happen, and they are too tired and weary to contemplate what it will look like. But the prophet says that the same power that was used to form the heavens and the earth will be used by God to form his people to be a new creation. Unlike us, God does not grow faint or weary. Part of his creative work is to strengthen and renew us. We will soar high on wings like eagles. We will gain God's perspective. I am a new creation. God calls us to move forward with joy into a newly created future, which may require strength beyond ourselves. Each day is new. Each day is full of God's creative and life-giving possibilities. The night has passed, we've just said, and the day, a new day, lies open before us. As part of God's new creation, we step into each new day, however old we are, however tired and weary we are, as newly created children of God. God will strengthen and uphold us. We are his people, and he will strengthen us for whatever we face. Those who trust in the Lord will find new strength. They will soar high on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not faint. Amen.
So we turn to prayer. Remember, those who hope in the Lord shall renew their strength. Do you not know? Have you not heard? The Lord cares for you. He cares for everyone and every situation. So we come to our God of love and bring him our pain, our fears, our weariness, our concerns, and we know that he listens as we pray. We bring him our joys, our successes, and our moments of calm. And we know that he rejoices with us. Remember, those who hope in the Lord shall renew their strength. Lord God, we thank you that you do not grow tired or weary. Look with compassion on our tired and weary world. We pray for those working so hard to bring peace. When they are discouraged, come close to them. We pray for the people of Gaza and Ukraine, forced from their homes because of war. We pray for the people of Israel, losing hope over the return of their loved ones held hostage. We pray for those who need new energy to keep serving in places of despair. We lift our tired and weary world to you. Remember, those who hope in the Lord shall renew their strength. Lord, we remember those who have died this week due to the violence of others. We are weary of the hatred that we see and hear all around us. Yet we acknowledge that we too do not always bring goodness to every situation. We come humbly before you, asking you to forgive us when we've not been kind and loving. Lord, you came to bring a new way of living, to usher in a new kingdom. Show us deeper ways of being your hands and feet, your ears and eyes in every situation we find ourselves. May our lips always speak uplifting words of encouragement and kindness, just as you speak words of love to us. Remember, those who hope in the Lord shall renew their strength. Lord, just as the people of Capernaum brought their sick to you for healing, we bring our community to you, asking for your loving touch. We pray for all who work to keep our communities running. Give them the energy they need. We pray for those who leave our community every day to work elsewhere. Travel with them, Lord, we ask. We think of those who are housebound. May they know the support of neighbours and friends. We pray for the children, rejoicing in their innocence and enthusiasm. Open our eyes afresh to see the world with wonder. We rejoice with those who may be celebrating this week. May their joy be infectious and lighten everyone around them. We ask for strength for those who work in the health and caring services, as well as those who care for people at home, young and old. We bring to mind all those in our congregation who are sick, sad, sorrowful, or dying. We name them now, out loud or in our hearts. Jack, Brenda, Olivia, Mary, Keith, Janice, Peter, Rosemary, Mary D, Mary B, John, Joy, Alex, Rupert, Maya, Hilary, Connie, and Margaret. And we remember the family and friends of those who have recently died. Connie Rich, Maureen Batston, Joan Phillips, Brenda Hiscox. Remember, those who hope in the Lord shall renew their strength. Lord, as we prepare to leave this time of worship, Give us new wings of determination and energy as we go forward into the new week. Go before us, Lord. Prepare the way for us to bring your goodness into each place. When we're afraid, fill us with courage. When we are energized, help us to overflow with your joy and creativity. When we're doing mundane, boring tasks, help us to be startled by your presence. When we are weary, give us your peace and rest. Fill us afresh, ready for each new day. Remember, those who hope in the Lord shall renew their strength. As we rejoice in you, may we soar on the wings like angels, run and not grow weary, walk and not faint.
Amen.
And the collect for the second Sunday before Lent. Almighty God, you have created the heavens and the earth and made us in your own image. Teach us to discern your hand in all your works and your likeness in all your children. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who with you and the Holy Spirit reigns supreme over all things, now and forever.
Amen.
Believing in the promises of God, let us pray with confidence, as our Saviour has taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever.
Amen. May God keep you in all your days. May Christ shield you in all your ways. May the Spirit bring you healing and peace, and the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be among us and remain with us and those we love and pray for today and always. Amen.
Amen.
We go into the world to walk in God's light, to rejoice in God's love, and to reflect God's glory. Amen. Thank you, Andrew.
Thank you, Steph.
Thank you very much for joining me and us this morning.
Thank you. Thank you for doing the service, too.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. It's been lovely to be with you. And I'm off to Oakford, so I've got a baptism.
Oh, lovely.
Yes. So I will see you hopefully next week.
Yes.
And have a blessed week. Thank you so much for joining me. Bye-bye.
Bye, everybody.
Bye. 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 Bye.